Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and for today, we are diving into the launch of Amazon in South Africa. Amazon finally launched in South Africa on Tuesday this week. That was on the 7th of May, 2024. And we caught up with the head of that business for Sub-Saharan Africa. Now, this is had been a much anticipated launch for the company because you have an incumbent such as Takealot that has dominated the online retail market in South Africa for a number of years. So now you have a proper challenger, you know, to that business. Now, before all of that happened, we always used to characterize Amazon as coming to threaten Takealot, but there's also been the likes of Shein as well as Temu that have entered South Africa as well. So what does all of this mean? What's actually going on? What is the strategy? We catch up with the team. So joining us today, we have Robert Kuhn, who is the Managing Director for Sub-Saharan Africa over at Amazon. And he's just going to be shedding a little bit of light into, you know, that business and I guess what the strategy is. A lot of anticipation, you know, around, you know, Amazon and them coming to South Africa. So I think, Robert, it's I think a good place for us to start to say we are happy that this is finally happening.
Yeah, I'm very excited, Madiwa, for South African shoppers. I know there is a lot of excitement, but I'm excited for them to experience the store and have an alternative. Also very excited for small businesses in South Africa, you know, being able to list their products in the store and be able to sell their products.
I think one of the things that we are quite curious to get your take on is, what is the difference, you know, for let's start on the consumer side, right? Because people have been able to register Amazon accounts for a long time, you know, just going through Amazon.com, and you can get, I'm one of those people that's, you know, ordered things and they come from many parts of the world, you know, to the country. But now that there's an Amazon.co.za, does anything change, you know, for myself or anyone else who already had, you know, an account? Is it a matter of seeing more SA-based goods? Like, what is the difference?
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, the biggest difference is that we have a local store, Amazon.co.za, in country, where customers can buy in South African rands. And if you know, from a delivery point of view, we are doing same day, next day delivery in most of the major centers. We have a large network of more than 3,000 pickup points as well, across the country, you know, very distributed out across the country. I think also, you know, for South Africans to be able to experience the, you know, some of the little nuances within the store around delivery expectations. So what you may be used to on Amazon.com is being able to see that delivery promise. So before you even put it into your inbox, into your cart, you will see this will be delivered on Thursday, this will be delivered on Wednesday. And I think that's super important, is what we're hearing for South Africans, because you've got to be home to receive your delivery, or obviously you can use the pickup point network. But it's great to be able to know when something's going to be delivered to you, and you can plan around that. But there are three components to the strategy. I think the first component is our product selection. We know that having a broad product selection, and today, you know, we've announced the 20 categories that we've got. There are a lot of the brands that we know South Africans love, you know, Samsung, Apple, L'Oreal, Lego, a whole number of those. And then, you know, a number of smaller brands as well, you know, local sellers that are offering their products, in some cases for the first time in South Africa online. So that opens a lot of interesting product selection. And then the final piece to the pillar, so great selection, great experience, but then also, you know, being able to know that you're going to get a great value for money, you know, in terms of your pricing that you'll see. The one other thing that I'll add, just in terms of the experience, the delivery experience is differentiated, but the customer support and returns, you know, returns are super easy, you know, and to be able to, if you're not happy with something, pretty easy to return it. But then also customer support. We've got live agents ready to take those calls. We're operating 24/7, 6 until midnight with telephone operators. And the other cool part of that, which I'm excited about, is that, you know, those customer support lines are manned and run by South Africans in the country. So, you know, many of them speak different languages. It's a very diverse group of people manning those phones. So, you know, and also understand the culture and understand the nuances of South Africa.
Certainly happy to hear that you do have that capability that you've been able to build in country, because, you know, in a lot of cases, you do have some of that being outsourced to other parts of the world. So, you know, certainly happy to hear that. Perhaps as an extension, one of the things that we speculated about, wondered about, were curious about, you know, we drew charts trying to figure out, you know, since you guys made the initial announcement, was the one-day delivery promise which Amazon has around the world. Was how are you guys going to do that, you know, in the South African sense? Not to say that it hasn't been done before, but simply to say that as a company, Amazon wasn't known to have a network in South Africa, unlike your blue competitor, which has an extensive logistics network. So keen to understand a couple of things. Have you guys built logistics capability in-house, or, you know, have you gone the partnership route? We do know that there are a number of players that specialize in this type of thing. So just keen to get the sense around that.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we have local expertise, local knowledge, and because of that, we've partnered with two third parties, two different companies to provide that last mile logistics. And, you know, two companies with a great reputation and really understand, you know, what it takes to be successful, you know, across South Africa.
Okay, cool. I take it that, you know, it's a bit under wraps who the two partners are?
No, I'm happy to disclose those. DPD Laser and the Courier Guy are the two delivery partners that we're working with.
Excellent. And then the other one is just around, what do you call this, a conversation about Amazon, at least over the last year, was always Amazon is coming in and they're going to be fighting Takealot. At least from the outside, that was the main conversation. But now there's an evolution, you know, to also include the Chinese players, Shein, you know, Temu, that type of thing. So what we're keen to get your sense on is the competitive landscape that you find yourselves in at the time of launch. Obviously, online retail is still relatively small but fast growing. So just keen to pick your brain around that.
Yeah, we've faced very, very heavy competition in all the countries where we operate. And but I think what makes us a little bit unusual is we definitely don't focus on what our competitors are doing. We found what that successful formula is if we really obsess about our customers, we know that they want that, you know, great products, great prices, and, you know, real convenience in being able to shop online. And by just focusing on that and really listening very carefully to what's working, maybe what's not working, you know, we can tweak the experience, but it's just so important to us to listen to the customer and be earning their trust every day with everything we do. And that's where our focus will be, is on the customer, not on the competitor.
And part of your customer base, you know, is the merchants that are actually selling products, you know, to, I guess, end users in a country like South Africa. In a situation where there are multiple platforms, obviously speaking to the competitive landscape, maybe you could talk to us as we are sort of rounding up around, at the beginning we spoke about what the difference will be for consumers, but for merchants, you know, what's the value add for, you know, listing products on an Amazon right now, especially given the fact that there are so many channels that merchants can go through?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because, you know, that's one of the areas that we're most excited about. Is you probably know more than 60% of the units that we ship globally are other businesses selling within the Amazon store. And I think just the potential for South African businesses to be able to expand their market, grow their business on the store and with Amazon is, you know, that's super exciting. And, you know, to your specific question, though, is we've over many, many years and in these different countries, we have a number of tools that help sellers to be successful. So if you look within Seller Central, there are, you know, Seller University, lots of tips and tricks and guides and what have you that help you know how to set up your store, how to be successful, you know, within Amazon. And then there are also, you know, tools that help you understand how your business is doing. So reporting tools, there's an account health dashboard where you can see, are there issues that you need to address? And those tools are pretty sophisticated and pretty advanced to help sellers to be successful. But I do want to say, you know, it's a particular area of, you know, being a South African. I think this is one area where Amazon can have a big impact. Is there's so many small businesses that, you know, it's tough to go online. And if you've, by going online with Amazon, where you've got the logistics, you've got some of that marketing and, you know, access to a broader customer base, you know, it presents a great opportunity. And we've been very, very pleased with the number of sellers who've already completed registration and already starting to list within the store. So clearly sellers love it.
Okay. Good to hear that there's good reception on that front. And then lastly, cognizant of your time, Robert, is simply, I couldn't help but to notice the Sub-Saharan Africa point in your title. Are you servicing other countries out of South Africa? Is South Africa a hub? Are there plans to, I guess, open up, you know, other country operations, or do you sort of use a hub and spoke type of, you know, situation to service the region?
Yeah, it's early days. You know, we're starting, South Africa is really important to us. We want to make sure that we can serve the customer in South Africa really well. And, you know, it's we want to be the most loved and trusted store in South Africa. That's the primary goal. And, you know, but we've got nothing to announce at this stage about anywhere else, you know, other countries in the rest of Sub-Saharan Africa.
All right. So that's been it. Thank you so much. We're in conversation with Robert Kuhn. He is the MD for Sub-Saharan Africa over at Amazon. Robert, thank you so much for being with us.
Madhuva, thank you for the time. Enjoyed the conversation.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.